phases listed in this table are all components of a cyber attack and generally follow the steps of reconnaissance, scanning, enumeration, exploitation, and post-exploitation activities. Reconnaissance uses publicly available information to learn about a target. This is also considered a passive activity since the attacker does not interact with the target network. Instead, information is collected from using domain name services, accessing internet domain name registries, social networking sites, job postings, and even sites such as Google Cache and the Internet Archives. Scanning is an active phase where an intruder seeks to map the network by attempting to identify active hosts, operating systems, applications, and open ports. Enumeration is when the intruder looks to find vulnerabilities against systems identified in the scanning phase. Say an adversary finds a computer running CentOS, which is a Linux variant, they will research CentOS vulnerabilities. Once an adversary has the capabilities ready, they will then begin the exploitation phase. They know the vulnerability and have the capability to compromise the system and gain unauthorized access. When access is gained, post-exploitation activities include furthering their footprint into the network, exfiltrating data, modifying data, creating backdoors for future access, and then patching any of the compromised systems so that another hacker cannot use the same exploit, and it also helps to cover their tracks. Where possible, a hacker will remove evidence of their activities. The last item on the table is password attacks. Password attacks are activities where access is gained without any exploitation. These attacks can include password guessing, cracking the password database, or even using credentials that were obtained through data leaks or even phishing attempts.